98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 6:30, 36 degrees. Police arrested a Russell man Thursday in connection with the April 2017 death of a toddler. Jody Fox was arrested and booked into the Russell County Jail on first-degree murder and child abuse charges. Fox and the boy's mother were in a relationship when he was killed. A Newton High School student has been arrested, accused of sex crimes on school grounds.
18-year-old Samuel Loomis was booked into the Harvey County Jail on suspicion of rape and involuntary sexual relations. Police say the rape happened November 5th in a school parking lot. Investigators said Loomis and the victim knew each other. A court date has not been set. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Stormy Daniels lawyer Michael Avenatti is now blaming a conspiracy theorist for his arrest on suspicion of domestic violence. Fox's Trace Gallagher reports.
Not only does Michael Avenatti say he didn't physically abuse an unnamed woman, he's now pointing fingers at Jacob Wohl, a right-wing blogger who was accused of trying to discredit special counsel Robert Mueller with widely debunked allegations of sexual harassment. Avenatti tweeted, quote, "First Mueller and now me. When we are fully exonerated, I am coming for you, Jacob Wohl." On Twitter, Wohl denied any involvement in the case and said he considers Avenatti's "I'm coming for you" language a threat and reported it to law enforcement. He tweeted, quoting again, "Michael Avenatti seems to believe that I am responsible for him raising his hand to a woman. I am not."
Avenatti is free on $50,000 bail.
In Missouri, a man faces life in prison for murder, but a jury may convict him of lesser charges after hearing testimony from his girlfriend.
She wanted to be free from an abusive mother, Gypsy Blanchard, testifying that she talked her boyfriend, whom she'd met online, into traveling to Missouri to kill the woman. The now 27-year-old is already serving a 10-year prison sentence for second-degree murder in her mom's death. Attorneys say Claudine Blanchard kept her daughter prisoner in their home, which was provided by Habitat for Humanity. She also convinced the perfectly healthy girl with little formal schooling that she had muscular dystrophy, cancer, and other ailments to gain sympathy. The boyfriend says he killed because Gypsy, quote, "asked me to." Kevin Battle, Fox News.
States are coughing up big bucks to get Amazon to move in, but is it worth it?
Turns out New York spent, we think, about $1.5 billion to get Amazon to come. Virginia spent less than $1 billion. Wisconsin, it turns out, is spending $4.5 billion to attract Foxconn to its state. Broken down by the number of jobs, that means Virginia's spending about $22,000 to create a job, New York about $48,000 to create one, Wisconsin spending $344,000 to create jobs in its state. In addition, it now seems that Foxconn may actually be creating fewer jobs than the 13,000 it said it would, also bringing robots into the plant, so not as many manufacturing jobs. In Chicago, I'm Jeff Flock, Fox News.
Over 300 Kansans have been killed due to driving in bad weather over the past 20 years, which is why winter driving was the focus of this year's annual Winter Weather Awareness Day from the National Weather Service. Meteorologist Chad Omit.
The risks from weather-related incidents, it comes from driving in lousy weather. It comes from driving in snow and ice, wet roads. Those are actually much more likely to affect us, either through accidents or worse, than anything else. It's pretty amazing when you look at the stats of how important it is to talk about ways to reduce your risk from driving in ice and snow.
Over the same 20 years, 37 people died in Kansas as a result of tornadoes. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear and cool start to the day, sunshine, low 50s by lunchtime, 60 for the high later on this afternoon with southeast winds up to about 15 to 20 miles per hour. A few clouds drift in tonight ahead of a cold front, our low 35, and with falling temperatures tomorrow, we will have gusty northeast winds, likely going to be in the upper 30s by late in the day. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, calm, and 36 degrees. 6:34, Steve and Ted in the morning. You know it can be trouble if you run out of toilet paper, right? Well, officials in one Alabama county are finding it can also be trouble if there's no such chance of running out of toilet paper
not
anytime
soon. Not for a long time.
Officials in Marshall County Sheriff's Office mistakenly spent $22,000 for toilet paper. That comes out to an extra 24,000 rolls. Officials also cut a check for another $9,000 for 340 cases of trash bags. The county's budget is nowhere near that flush. Calls for $15,000 for janitorial supplies next year. County commissioners have been able to negotiate a slightly smaller bill, but another problem has rolled in, figuring out where to store an extra 2 years' worth of toilet paper.
Yeah, or...
What do you do with all that TP?
There's got to be some kind of warehouse that the county has somewhere. Store
and
that.
It's, you know, it's that big soft stuff. It takes up a lot of room, you know. Squeezable stuff. At any rate, Ted...
Somebody made a big mistake there.
Yeah, and maybe it was a math deal. Obviously, it was a math deal. Here's one for you. I think this is interesting. Major League Baseball has managed to spike a growing controversy over spikes. MLB and the Players Association have reached a deal over what on-field personnel can wear on the field. The upshot is that the Lords of Baseball will ease restrictions on the color of spikes players can wear in games. Now, this all started in May when three Chicago Cubs players, Ben Zobrist, how do you say it, Ted?
Zobrist,
used to be with the Kansas City
yep.
Royals. Kyle Schwarber and Steve Cishek. Anyway, these three wore black cleats in a game.
Okay.
Now, that runs afoul of MLB rules that say players must wear shoes that match their team's primary color, which in the case of the Cubbies is blue. Under the new shoe rule, which takes effect next season, players can wear virtually any color shoe they please as long as their individual team approves.
Boy, thank goodness.
Now, I go back to the day.
It's keeping me up at night.
Well, I go back to the day when baseball spikes were one color, black. And then, what happened? Who came along and started with the white shoes?
The Athletics.
Kansas City Athletics.
Yeah.
And then there were gold shoes. And then, oh, golly, you know, and these are, and by the way, the cleats we wore in our day were low cut. They were the same shoe everybody had. None of this really ugly shoes these guys wear anymore. They got these high tops on them. They look like basketball shoes. I think they're just ugly. Anyway, I think I've got to go back and just have everybody's got to wear black shoes. Several years ago, and I've told you about this before, we did a celebrity softball game at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. And I showed up, and Tom Schein, you know Tom.
Right.
Showed up. We're all wearing our jean shorts and our T-shirts and whatnot.
Yes.
And Bobby Boyd showed up to play. Bobby Boyd was a bus driver. But in his day, back in what, the 40s and 50s?
Yep, former major leaguer.
He played baseball for the Baltimore Orioles. He had his spanking, shiny, white, clean Baltimore Orioles suit on, baseball suit, uniform, and it was outstanding. And his cleats were shinier than the top of that clock. He had them. I mean, they were like patent leather. It was amazing.
Nice.
I got that image of this, and he's not a very big guy, probably about 5'6", 5'7". I got this image of this guy, how much pride he took in the way he looked.
Yep.
And I see these guys today, and they don't know how – they don't know why. First of all, baseball players don't know how to wear pants anymore. They wear them like their feet look like their legs look like elephant legs. I mean, it looks terrible. You know, and if you do get to go the way, they hike them clear up past their knees like little girls. And they don't have any stirrups in them anymore. The whole thing with baseball –
You're just on a tear.
Oh. And they all have – they all want to look different in some way. But in the day, back those days, everybody tried to look as much alike as they could so that you wouldn't be distracted by anything but the skills
well,
they displayed.
That's why it's called a uniform.
Uniform. Why don't they just throw it all out? Say, hey, you guys show up any way you want. You know, wear some jean shorts if you want to. And we'll just make the complete chaos in the video.
Well, someday maybe that'll happen.
All right.
Of course, remember when the White Sox went to wearing shorts one year?
Oh, yeah, that was ugly.
For about a week?
Yeah.
That was not good.
All right, 6:39, Steve and Ted, time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, trading for the live cattle and feeder started negative Thursday and quickly turned on the positive side. Now, the feeder cattle futures were able to make new highs for the week. The entire cattle complex closed positive yesterday, and the only cash cattle trade has mainly been in Iowa, Minnesota at lower money than last week. The average steer carcass weight, 899 pounds, up 4 pounds from last week and down 3 pounds from a year ago. And the lean hogs traded mostly higher yesterday and closed positive. On the close, December live cattle, 55 cents higher, 115.15. Jan feeders up 87 cents at 147.85. And December lean hogs, 7 cents higher at 57.07. Now, Thursday, December Kansas City wheat traded within one tick of its contract low and closed negative. The corn, soybeans, and Chicago wheat closed positive but came well off their session highs. The NOPA soybean crush was a record large at 172.35 million bushels, and Saudi Arabia is expected to tender for 475,000 metric tons of 12.5% protein hard wheat today. At the moment, December KC wheat's down a penny at 479. December corn's unchanged at 367.5. January soybeans down a penny and a half at 887.25. December crude oil trading 74 cents higher at 57.20. December gold $1.80 higher at 1216.80. December S&P 21.25 points lower at 2713.5. December dollar index 4 cents higher at 96.83. And December Dow Jones futures down 158 points at 25,147. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, I've stirred up a little controversy today, quoting the Farm Bureau Federation's 33rd annual survey on what it costs to do a turkey dinner, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And with the turkey and all the thing to feed 10 people, $49, just under $49.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Could you do that for $49? Now, the turkey's going to cost you about $21, $22 by itself.
Well, I know the survey you're talking about. It's a nationwide survey they do every year.
Right, right.
Well, you know, it's an average price they find out there. Probably some places it'll cost a little bit more and maybe some places a little bit less. But if it was me, turkey wouldn't be my main thing I would be buying.
Really?
It would probably cost me more because I'd be leaning towards beef.
Mm. Wow.
Beef. That's because, you know, what have you got against turkeys? Now, we've talked about this before. Is it just because they're so stupid, or what is it?
I just don't care for poultry. I mean, you know, I eat a little bit because the wife cooks it, but I just don't really care for the taste of poultry that much. I'd rather eat beef and pork.
Well, I would too, but, you know.
I can't argue with you.
One time a year, though, I love to have a little turkey one time a year, and you can't even do that, so, you know.
Well, I will do it once in a while. Okay. I think, if I remember right, last year I actually smoked a turkey on our smoker, but this year it's going to be beef and pork.
All right.
Wow.
Well, no law against it. This is the United States of America, and you can do anything you want, no matter how silly it might be, okay?
That is exactly right.
All right. Thank you, Tom. The KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler. I didn't really get much enlightenment there about turkey prices. So 642, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP. He is the money tracker. He's going to talk about shut off that phone and talk. And sometime this morning, a pair of tickets to see the Priest in concert at the Orpheum on November 23rd. Plus, a $20 gift card from Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger. Be listening for your chance to win. Steve and Ted on KNSS.